Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, I'm, of course, William Memo. Hey, what's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
I'm all right. Happy Easter to you, and happy Easter to everybody who's, you know, listening on the, you know, on the airwaves online. So, you know, I just want to thank, you know, everybody for listening to the show, and, you know, we're going to talk sports entertainment and everything else. You know, the number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So, you know, we're going to lead off with a little NBA. You know, NBA just ended. We're going to talk about the Knicks and, of course, the Nets taking game one of the, you know, the first round of the, you know, NBA playoffs. Then we're going to talk about the Mets. And then we're going to shift gear with the Yankees. And, of course, you know, we're going to talk a little sports entertainment at the end of the show, and of course, you guys know the number, so feel free to voice your opinions. So, with that in mind, let's talk a little. You know what? Let's talk about the Nets. I was going to talk about the Knicks, but you know what? The Nets. You know, they did make it to the playoffs, so let's talk about the Nets. You know, Nets made a statement. You know, they went down to Toronto and, you know, on the road and got the victory. And Paul Pierce, he only scored 9 points, but, you know, that guy, as usual, he's the truth. And he came through in the fourth quarter. And, you know, basically, as you know, you know, the GM of the Toronto Raptors was basically saying, you know, expletive Brooklyn, and basically, you know, the Nets basically made them eat their words and took game one. So what's your thoughts on the whole, what's going down, you know, between the Raptors and the Nets?
I was watching, I saw some of it. I did see the ending when Paul Pierce hit those clutch shots to help Boston beat Toronto. But, yeah, Toronto, I was rooting for them, you know, because I don't like the Nets, even though I'm a Brooklynite.
Exactly, I agree.
But the Nets, I mean, they show that they have more playoff experience than the Raptors do.
Oh, yeah.
And that helps a lot during this time of year. And, you know, having Paul Pierce, who's won the championship already with Boston, and Garnett, and some of the other guys, you know, they proved that they could win games like that, and they did. You know, Paul Pierce hit those clutch shots in the fourth quarter, and so they're up 1-0 now, and hopefully Toronto wins the next game, but if they don't, they're going to have to go down to Brooklyn, down 0-2, and I know they don't want that to happen.
Oh, yeah, and if that goes down, man, they're going to be swept faster than you could say, oh, Canada.
Oh, yeah, pretty much, yep.
So, you know, that's a, you know, a big win by the Nets, you know, and they're going to look to win game two coming up.
Yeah, it's going to be good. I think they'll win game two, and, you know, I do think Boston will win this series. I mean, not Boston. Brooklyn, I should say.
Because you see KG and Pierce.
I think Brooklyn will win the series, you know, because they have more playoff experience. So,
I think so, too.
But let's see if Toronto can make a series out of it.
I think Brooklyn and five.
Yeah, I think they'll win in six.
So we'll see what happens. And unfortunately, you know, like you were saying, you know, we're both Brooklyn Nets. You know, we usually stick with the root for the local teams. But you know, the Nets, you know the players, you know, they've been cocky, talking smack, you know, about the Knicks and stuff like that. So, you know, I have a little sour taste in my mouth. So, you know, I'm rooting for them, you know, for the very same reasons, you know. Even though, you know, I am a local guy through and through.
Yep.
But,
well,
you know.
Our team's not in it, so.
Exactly. And speaking, unfortunately, about that aforementioned team, you know, the Knicks, you know, they didn't make the playoffs. And this is the first time in Carmelo Anthony's 11-year career that he's not going to make it to the postseason. And, you know, the Knicks have a lot of question marks. Will Carmelo Anthony re-sign with the Knicks, even though, you know, they're going to give him, what, 5 years, $130 million, if he comes back? Are they going to re-sign Lamar Odom, even though Lamar Odom never played with the Knicks? He just basically a paper Knick because he just signed to play with the Knicks on the last game, but they didn't feel he was healthy enough to play, so he on paper he's a Knick. So, and you know, not to mention other news. Will Ron Artest return to the Knicks? You know, will they go after any big name guys? You know, in the coming years, you know, there's a lot of question marks. And the biggest question mark right now is, of course, will they fire Mike Woodson and hire Steve Kerr as, you know, the strong rumors and indications seem to point to. So what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it looks like they're probably going to part ways with Woodson from all the stories I've been reading. And Carmelo, he said yesterday that, you know, yeah, it was either yesterday or the day before that he wants to come back to the Knicks, but he's just tired of, he can't stand another season losing.
Yeah.
You know, he wants to win, so.
Exactly.
We'll see what his decision is. I mean, hopefully he comes back. But we don't know. We'll just have to wait and see.
Exactly. Yeah, he was saying that how, you know, he wants to return, but, he, you know, he also wants to win, and, you know, he doesn't want to be in a rebuilding situation. So, you know, hopefully Knicks can get their act together again and, put a championship caliber team, you know.
Yeah.
For him, because right now it looks like he might go to Chicago Bulls, man. And if he mm-hmm. goes there, shoot, you might as well hand him the trophy right now.
Yeah.
And they might as well not even play the regular season games.
Yeah.
Next year, and just hand them the trophy, because that's gonna be a scary team. I mean, Bulls is already a scary team already, and that's even with their superstar player Rose always, you know, hurt these last couple of years. So, I mean, you put him on that team, and Derrick Rose healthy. I mean, come on, that's scarier than Miami.
Yeah, on paper they'll be a good team, but you know, it's on the court that matters. You know?
Exactly. You're right. That's true. I mean, on paper that's a really scary team right there. But like you say, you know, there's so many upsets in sports history. So, you know, you got to play the game.
Yeah.
But you know, we shall see what the Knicks are going to do to improve the roster, and hopefully that begins with you know, re-signing Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, they have a lot of decisions to make this offseason.
Yeah, and the Woodson decision is expected to go down sometime this week. So we'll see about that. And, yeah, let's shift gears with the Mets. You didn't watch the Mets game, but, yeah, the Mets, you know, they had a lot of opportunities to win the game. It was a really ugly game. I mean, the Braves made a lot of errors. The Mets made some errors these last couple of games too. And basically, Mets won in 14 innings. Curtis Granderson, he finished, 0 for 7, 0 for 8? But he got the key play. He had a sacrifice fly to score Nunez to seal the game in the Mets' favor. And the Mets won by the final score of 4-3. And, you know, Wright had four hits. Wheeler, he started, he pitched the first six innings. Hale pitched well for the Braves. But, you know, Granderson finally came through, even though he had a 0 for 7, 0 for 8 night. I mean, day, I should say, today.
Granny man can.
Yeah, the granny man can today, you know. Even though he's 0 for his last, 20 or so at bats. So, I mean, it hasn't been pretty for Granderson in the Met uniform. He has only one home run, and, yeah, that's basically it. You know, he's been striking out, and as you would expect, you know, the Mets need Granderson to revert back to his Detroit Tiger, you know, his Detroit Tiger days, and not the Yankee Granderson, because he's not going to hit 40 home runs in Citi Field. I mean, that's clearly obvious.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to remember what else happened. Valverde, he lost the closer's job. He did get the win today in relief when he pitched the 14th inning in a scoreless inning. And basically, Kyle Farnsworth is the new closer now. This was announced earlier today. And, you know, the Mets have been playing better, even though they lost this series to the Braves 2 out of 3. So, you know, Mets, they're now 9-9. And Mets look to try to, you know, build on this, you know, on their record this coming up right now.
Yeah, and they need to, guys like Granderson and some of these other guys need to start hitting. The offense
exactly.
is not helping out the Mets.
Oh, yeah, and one more thing before I shift over to the Yankees. Ike Davis got traded a few days ago. He got traded for a relief pitcher in AAA, Zach Thornton, who's supposed to be a good middle reliever and a player to be named later. A lot of people speculate that the player to be named later is a good prospect, but until they reveal who the name is, it could be El Duque for all we know right now. I mean, who knows who's the guy? It's a player to be named later, so who knows?
Yeah.
I'm talking about El Duque now. I mean, I'm not talking about El Duque in his career because El Duque was, you know, a very phenomenal pitcher. But I don't have to tell you that because, you know, obviously you saw him throughout his career.
Of course.
With the Yankees. But, yeah, we'll wait and see what happens. But speaking of the Yankees, you know, the Yankees look like they're on the way of evening up the series today. They're, you know, give us a little thoughts on that. Last time, you know, I checked, they were 5-1. So give us a little update on that.
Well, the game's over. Yankees won 5-1. They were tied 1-1 after, you know, after the ninth inning. Both teams left a lot of guys on base. Beltran got the – he scored two runs on a single. Bases were loaded, and he singled. Two men scored. So that brought the score up to 5-1 for us to win. What's his name? Who pitched today for us? I think it was Tanaka. And Tanaka's been striking out guys like crazy recently.
Oh, he's been phenomenal.
I think he has the most strikeouts in baseball right now.
I wouldn't be surprised about that because this guy, he's been phenomenal for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's 3-0?
I think so. Well, today, if he pitched today, he didn't get the win. Let me find out if he pitched today. I'm not sure because I caught the game right in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
Let me see. Nova pitched yesterday, but he got hurt. Yeah, he didn't pitch well. He pitched terribly. Actually, yesterday he lost. The Yankees lost 16-1. But you know, it was a great win for the Yankees today. You know, they bounced back.
Yeah, yeah. Nova pitched horribly yesterday. He gave up 4 home runs. We lost 16-2 yesterday.
16-1.
Yeah. So yesterday was a horrible game, and the day before that we lost 11-5. Not a good game. Yes, the day before that either. On Thursday we won 10-2. The rookie Solarte, who's been phenomenal for the Yankees so far, he started a 5-4-3 triple play behind Sabathia, and Sabathia ended up winning that game on Thursday, and Yankees won that game 10-2. And we tied up the series today by winning 5-1. So right now Yankees sitting in first place in AL East, and I think who did they play tomorrow? I have to check their schedule, but right now they're looking not bad so far. They're looking, you know, they played Boston and the Rays, who are the toughest team in the AL East, mm-hmm. and so far they've looked good. So hopefully Yankees can keep it up.
Yeah, but you know what's been surprising? The Yankee and Ray series, man, it's been a slugfest. I haven't even been a pitcher's duel, really.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, today is the closest to it, you know, until, you know, Beltran helped the Yankees offense break out in extra innings.
Yeah, yeah. And Nuno actually pitched today, 5 innings, it looks like. So he's the guy to start. But Claiborne, who started in the 11-12, he got the win.
So congrats to him.
Yeah.
And, you know, shifting gears, you know, let's talk, you know, a little WWE. I remember you told me yesterday that you were watching the Ultimate Warrior tribute. I haven't seen that yet, so I got to check that out. WWE Network, the last 4 nights from Thursday to Friday, they've been they had specials, you know, to celebrate the career of, you know, the late, great Ultimate Warrior. And since you saw it, I'll let you tell everybody, you know, your thoughts on it.
Oh, yeah. They had you know, since Ultimate Warrior passed away, WWE, you know, made the decision to do a tribute, special four-night presentation honoring the Ultimate Warrior's career. And you know, the first night they had his greatest matches on Tuesday. Second night they had him versus Hulk Hogan, which was his biggest match of his career.
Of course.
That was at WrestleMania 6. Thursday they had, you know, a documentary of him coming back to WWE, him meeting with Vince, meeting some of the wrestlers backstage, and the events leading up to the Hall of Fame induction. And Friday night, they just had a talk, like a roundtable. Booker T, Sergeant Slaughter, Ted DiBiase, and Josh Matthews talk about Warrior, the career, and his impact on the WWE. So, I mean, it was great. It was a great special. WWE did a great job, you know. So, you know, some fans couldn't see it unless they had WWE Network, but,
right.
You know, if you get a WWE Network, you can watch it. And I, like I said yesterday on my show, like, some of the stuff you'll probably see also on the DVD that's been released. Well, you know, the new DVD on the
right.
Ultimate Warrior, not the one.
Not the self-destruction one.
Yeah, not the self-destruction. So you'll probably see some of the same matches and him talking. So I hear that one's a good one also. That one's selling like crazy. So, but yeah, it was great. It was a great special. If you haven't seen it yet, check it out. It's probably on YouTube also.
Yeah, I'll definitely check it out. Hopefully today or sometime this week.
Yeah, it's an hour. It was 1 hour for each special, so could watch the presentation for 4 hours.
And another thing, I heard that WWE is thinking about maybe broadcasting the WWE Network exclusive 4 hour tribute that you're just talking about. They're thinking about maybe broadcasting it on USA Network. So
yeah, they should have did that in the first place. I thought it was going to be on USA Network, and I found out it was on WWE Network.
So hopefully they'll do that, you know, let other fans be able to witness it.
Yeah.
You know, on TV. But, this Monday Night Raw, you know, Daniel Bryan returns after, you know, he married Brie Bella, you know, in real life last week. So he's going to return, you know, back to the WWE and, you know, basically return with the WWE World Heavyweight Championship.
Yep.
And he's going to return and he's going to find out that one of the most dominant factions in WWE history has reformed. And, of course, you know, I'm talking about Evolution.
Yep.
So what's your thoughts on Evolution reforming?
I knew it was going to happen. I had a feeling.
Yeah.
It's not a surprise. I wasn't surprised with that. So, but I think it'll be good. I mean, now they could fight the Shield and maybe the Wyatts after that, maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too. And
it'll be good to see.
Yeah, definitely would be. And, like you said, it's not a surprise because had Triple H not teased us with it, it would have been definitely a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been more epic, you know.
Yep.
Because he kept, for like the past 2 or 3 weeks, he's like, oh, you know, when we're on the same page, you know, no one can stop us. I mean, you could clearly see they were hinting at Evolution.
Yep.
You know. Of course, for those who don't know, but I'm pretty sure a lot of, you know, the wrestling fans who's listening to this now know who they are, but for those young fans, you know, Evolution was a group in the early to mid 2000s, from like 2002 to 2005 or so, or maybe 2004. Basically, you know, Triple H, Ric Flair, Batista, and Randy Orton formed a group, and you know they just dominated the WWE, you know, during that span.
Yep.
Like you said, it should be interesting to see what goes down. Hopefully, the Shield could defeat them, and then, Evolution will turn their attention to the Wyatt family after they're, you know, they're done feuding with Cena.
Yeah, I hope that happens. That's going to be great to see also.
Yeah, that would be. Trying to think what else happened on Raw and SmackDown.
Basically, Brock Lesnar still, Paul Heyman, Brock Lesnar still gloating about the win over Undertaker.
Of course.
It looks like there might be a rematch, maybe.
What do you think? At WrestleMania?
No, at the next pay-per-view, maybe. Or maybe the pay-per-view after that. Or SummerSlam.
Lesnar and Undertaker? Yeah, I would say my guess would be SummerSlam.
Yeah.
If they're going to have a rematch, it would be SummerSlam. Obviously, the streak wouldn't be on the line because, you know, that's long gone. But if there'd be a rematch, I assume it would be at SummerSlam. And,
yeah.
You know, Undertaker would have his last match against Sting at the upcoming WrestleMania if does, in fact, sign with the, you know, with the WWE, as everybody
right.
expect him to.
Right.
But I don't know. For some reason, I really do feel like he's going to sign this time. But we'll
I
have
think
to
so,
win.
Too. Because they've had him interviewed in the Ultimate Warrior documentary, the presentation. He was talking about Ultimate Warrior, and it looks like he already has some kind of deal with WWE, it looks like.
It looks like it, and plus there's rumors that they're going to release a DVD, which they've been rumored to, you know, releasing a DVD about Sting for the past couple of years. So it looks like, you know, they're finally on good terms, and if he hasn't signed with WWE yet, they're very close to signing,
mm-hmm.
you know, agreeing to a term. And one thing I think that's holding it back from the announcement, if he is in fact signed with WWE, is that Undertaker, you know, is, you know, still dealing with a concussion. I think I might have said this last week or 2 weeks ago. Whenever Undertaker does return, you know, to Raw, I think Undertaker is going to basically do like a fake retirement speech and say, you know, I did everything I could in the business, and I'm, you know, I have nothing else to prove. And then that's when Sting's going to make his debut, and then that's going to set up the WrestleMania match.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I think was going to go down. So, you know, hopefully that's the case. Because, I mean, even though those guys are, you know, both, what, in their, Undertaker's, like, in his late 40s, and Sting is, like, what, 53 or so?
Yeah, they're both up there.
Yeah, so hopefully they have, you know, one more match in the tank, you know. I think they could surprise us.
I think so. I just think that he could still wrestle, and so is Undertaker. Undertaker could still wrestle too.
Yeah, but don't expect it to be a quick match, a luchador high flying match. You know,
nah.
It's gonna be a brawl, basically.
Yeah.
You know, it should be interesting if it does finally happen. I think that's like one of the you know, the dream matches that is possible of happening, most likely to happen.
Yep.
And I didn't hear it, but apparently Paul Heyman was on Stone Cold's podcast show, and Stone Cold said that he's tempted to returning to face Brock Lesnar.
Oh, really? Wow.
So hopefully that, you know, that does come to pass too, you know, because he, you know, he, I don't know if you heard about the whole him taking his ball home and going home as they, you know, WWE, you know, criticized Stone Cold like a decade ago because they wanted him to fight Brock Lesnar on Raw, but he felt the match should have been a WrestleMania-type match. So, you know, he wasn't happy about it, so he left WWE briefly, like around, what was it, 2002? So, you know, of course he did return for his last year in WWE. So, you know, hopefully they do finally get that match. It would be cool.
Yeah. I hope so. That'd be great.
Sure would be. And, I guess that's about it. You know, you have anything you'd like to say, Mac?
Happy Easter, and check out my show, iMac, on Saturdays 11. Come back and check out this show, Sports of a Legend, every Sundays at 6.
You're the man. Happy Easter, everybody. I hope everybody celebrates, Easter. And I'll see you guys next week. We'll